welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise.
Yep.
On this good day.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Car Talk coming up in a moment or two. And Jennifer's got a lot of television news. First, though, the Gallup poll suggesting that, quote, perhaps because of the constant brinksmanship going on between the Democrats and Republicans, and maybe for other reasons, both parties are floundering. This is a poll taken for the first time since Gallup began tracking party favorability in 1992, that neither the Democrats nor the Republicans have gotten a 40% favorability rating from the public. It's pretty significant. Poll also shows that Republican Party favorability has dropped 5 points since the midterm elections. Democratic Party favorability is just above its record low of 36%. The Gallup poll normally favors Republicans. There are pollsters. This is why polling, this is an interesting conversation, because it sort of shows what we all know and feel and sense about the relationship that we have to our politician, no matter what party we belong to, if we belong to a party. But the interesting thing here, I find the results of the survey, Gallup is more often hired by Republican candidates than Democrats. So the skew is toward the Republicans with the Gallup poll, like the other Zogby, is that the name we're looking for?
Zogby.
That tends to go a little bit to the left, because mostly Democrats hire Zogby to do their polls. So looking at the results of this survey, looking at previous Gallup polls, there's a pattern showing that Americans have been largely disappointed with government performance and leadership for quite a while now, at least the last 15 years. Duh! You need to conduct
I'm sorry,
poll.
What was that again?
Duh.
Is that your official statement?
Thank you, I missed
yeah,
it.
My official statement is, duh. Gallup suggests that
Doug
perhaps
Steffen
because...
says, quote...
Duh. Perhaps because of the constant quote. Bickering going on between these people, parties are floundering.
Well, then with the Republicans, I mean, you have them bickering within themselves. They can't agree on anything.
No, they can't agree on anything. Time now for Car Talk. Richie and I, Kenny and Jennifer, Jennifer, this is not a sexist statement, Jennifer, so please don't take it that way.
But
if you have to preface it that way, let me get my guns ready.
Here
go ahead.
Saddle up, Missy.
All right, let's have it.
I find, where are the, Richie, you're supposed to have the brothers there.
No.
This is, what do you mean, no?
No.
We can't have the brothers?
No.
Oh. Elon Musk. Everybody knows who he is, yes or no? Mm-hmm. Do I explain who he is? Probably should for the unwashed. Elon Musk was the inventor, if that's the right word. He was the originator of PayPal. And he's taken the money when he sold out. He took the money and, among other things, has invested it in a car manufacturing unit. He makes the Tesla cars. But the biggest part of his business isn't the Tesla cars. It's the electric accessory, the battery, the things that make the car run that have made him more famous and perhaps make him down the road richer. He has tweeted this week that he plans to reveal an over-the-air software update this week that will affect his Model S. One of the reasons that he is talking about this is because he's discovered there is a new thing for Tesla owners and other people that own electric cars called range anxiety.
Yeah.
That is, what happens if you're getting close to the end of your charge and you're not near a charging station? I think I'd be a little concerned about that.
Yeah.
I was telling you that story the other day. My son wants to buy one of those Fiats, the little Fiat. It goes about 125 miles.
Oh, those are cute. That 6 foot guy will look adorable in one of those.
Yeah, well, if he can get the seat back long
enough. He better get the sunroof. He's going to need his head to pop out of it.
So the driver's biggest concern, and this is affecting the reason that he's doing this isn't because he's trying to be a good guy. There's a big market for these batteries. But he's also concerned because the Kelley Blue Book people are telling him that the low battery system has affected the value at resale of his cars. The Teslas, they start about $64,000, $65,000, $66,000, somewhere in there. Unless you keep it for a long time, if you decide after 2 years you don't want it, that's why the leasing companies are staying away from them, because people, once they drive them, they love the way they drive. People love the Tesla, the way it drives. But at the end of the day, the batteries are not holding up as well as they're supposed to.
And it's why
the
General
miles
Motors
get lower and lower and lower. And, you know, this is going to be right in front of your mind. What'd you say?
That's why General Motors sticks with the electric drivetrain with the gas backup.
Yeah, have a exactly. Have it,
which is a good idea. But here's why this is a problem. Because men are nuts. Does that sound like a sexist statement?
I'll go with that. I'm down with that.
And here's why. You guys have, not only do you have range anxiety, but back in the good old days when we used to have cars that ran on good old-fashioned gasoline, remember those days?
We still have fear.
Men still, men have gas anxiety.
Excuse me?
How do you
tank
mean?
Anxiety. Oh, tank. Okay.
My only gas anxiety.
I will drive my car
guapos.
Down. I'll drive my car down till it says 6 miles left in my range, right?
Right.
Yep. Would you boys ever do that?
Oh,
with
yeah.
an electric car?
Oh. You or no, a, no, a regular
no, a gas car.
Oh, yeah. I drive
my dad.
Nuts.
You right do? You drive it down?
Right.
See, I think
to the
most
fumes.
Men don't.
Yeah,
I do too. I drive right down to the very end, as far as I think I can go. Uh-huh. My dad and my cousin are so weird. I mean, my dad and I were going to a Kings game this weekend.
Yeah.
And he gets in his car and he's like, I got to get gas, kid. We're running late, but I got to get gas. And he's like, well, I have 80 miles left. Do you think we can make it? We're going 10 miles. Yes, we can make it.
Well, but why do you drive it all the way down to the end? What, is it? I mean, it's not like you're not going to
you
use that gas.
Me?
No, her. Oh. Why does she feel like she has to use it all up before she can refill?
Well, because I'm just too lazy to go get gas. Yeah.
No, it takes time. I don't stop until it's at the end because it takes time. I've been involved with a person who,
annoying.
At the half tank, she'll say, we got to stop for gas. Or the quarter.
That drives
if I'm
nuts.
Driving and we're on a long trip and I get it down and I don't tell her and she looks over and, oh, my God, there's only 40 miles left. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Okay, so that's
you know what? I'll take my 40 miles and you can walk the rest of the way if you're too worried to sit in the car.
If you are fed up with red light cameras, there's a new mobile app that helps you locate cameras in 130 cities at 900 intersections around the country. The initial version of the app, which is available for iOS, free to download, includes speed cameras elsewhere, but contains only static maps. A second version is under development. Red Flex Traffic Systems created the app. It's called the Red Flex Locator, and they also installed the cameras. For the company to try to increase driver awareness and avoidance of its cameras might seem sort of an odd approach, given that Red Flex relies on the fines from violations to pay its bills. But they say, nope, this is the exact reason why we launched this app. We have not done a good job of communicating the reason for the cameras. The reason is safety. This app is one of our overall communication strategies for letting people know where the cameras are.
What a load.
I thought so.
Yeah.
The reason is safety. We don't care if we stay in business.
No,
we just want
no.
you to be safer.
All right, you're going to love
and
this one,
like
Richie.
Your data.
And by the way, use Waze, the traffic app.
Yeah.
People will report where these red light cameras are, and we all work together, and we can beat the system.
Okay, there's a new Ford Mustang not being built by Ford. This is the 50th anniversary this year of the original Ford Mustang. Bobby the K, who works on our staff, had the first Mustang I ever remember. It was very cool, very simple, three on the floor, that sort of thing, Richie.
Sure.
There's a company in Florida called Revology. Revology, is that how you pronounce it, maybe?
Sure. Sounds
Revology.
Good to me.
Anyway, they have made an exact clone of the first generation Mustang, only it has modern mechanicals in it. This fellow who started it, former marketing chief for Ford's special vehicle team, name is Tom Scarpello. He said that he loved the Mustang Cobra, the Lightning, the GT. So they start with a licensed body, licensed from Ford. Then they put the car together with a collection of parts intended to improve on the ride, the performance,
yeah, it's a resto
that sort
mod.
Of thing.
It's like my Bronco.
Right.
My 67 Bronco has no parts in it. from 1967 new. Except for the frame.
Yeah, all new.
Everything else is new.
I thought that was cool. Those original Mustangs.
Resto-Mod
cool
is the big thing now to be able to make these classic cars ride and drive with the comfort that you want.
And Ford's happy to have the attention on Mustang.
Absolutely.
They're going to go back and make them themselves. All right, here's some news from the Chevrolet division to General Motors, recalling 50,249 of its Volt plug-in cars. They want to make a software fix that will ensure the drivers and passengers don't subject themselves to carbon monoxide poisoning through a mix-up about whether the car's engine is running.
You might want to get in and get that one looked at.
Oh, my God, these people. Unbelievable.
There's one thing my 1967 Bronco never needs is a software update.
No, that's true. You can open it, actually open the hood and see the ground.
The only software update that has is when I pull the top off.
Yeah, that's it. I have no software. My 1950 Chevy truck, Richie?
No software update.
I don't have to worry about the software in that. That's the most simple thing. It's like driving a little tractor, one of those old tractors. 16 before the hour.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Oh, my God.
What took so long for you to transition from dirt to street machines?
Well, I rode dirt bikes as a kid. My boyfriend said, hey, you want to try riding a street bike? I'm like, oh, my God, I can't do it. I started 4 years ago on a Sportster. 2 years ago, I bought a CVO Street Glide with a 110 engine. Oh, my God, it's so much fun.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. How did you get started?
No, I just didn't know anybody. I didn't know anybody had any Harleys, and so this is kind of my first thing into it. I was like, oh my God. My boyfriend has this really cool black bike, and you can see it in the mirror, in the windows, and it's just so much fun and so different. I'd never been around anything like that.
Take it away.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Here at the recent Washington, D.C. Auto Show, the world's biggest car maker is looking to set the world standard for newer, greener cars. GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
The Chevrolet Volt is very exciting. You know, it's not a hybrid, it's not a plug-in hybrid. It's an electric vehicle with extended range capability. You can go up to 40 miles on one charge. And that's important because almost 80% of Americans commute less than 40 miles a day, like me and many people. However, if your life requires you to go a little bit further, we have a generator that kicks in to seamlessly give you another 300 miles of range. So it's a great combination of electric vehicle with extended range capability.
GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
People really, when they drive this vehicle, the vehicle's fun to drive. A lot of torque of the electric vehicle, so it's quick, it's fun to drive, but also you can drive 40 miles without using any gasoline. So it's a great combination of style, electric vehicle benefits, and it is fun to drive.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You spend all of your time off with others? It can be a trap.
You'll be much happier if you reserve part of your free time just for you. You have to invest in your relationship with yourself like you would any other. Here are three ways.
First, converse. Listen to yourself, learn about yourself, and even talk to yourself, but not when others can hear you.
Second, refresh. Feed your soul with great literature, art, or music.
Third, dream. Think about what you want to change. Picture the changes in your mind.
Alone time can be uncomfortable at first, but most growth is. You will come to treasure this time.
So make time for you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139. There was 57
channels and all right, so the reason I asked about Dancing with the Stars, Jen, is because I saw a notation that they are doing rehearsals and live streaming them on the web, which coincides with Tom Bergeron's last taping of, and I don't know, he said, remember, well, you weren't a part of the conversation. Remember when we were talking to him last April at the horse event the Shatners have? And I said, how are you doing? He said, I'm changing around my schedule and I'm not going to do America's Funniest Videos anymore. And I thought, why wouldn't you do that for the kind of dough you're doing and how easy it is? I didn't ask him that, but I thought that. Anyway, the last taping of that was over the weekend, and so now they're free. There are two seasons a year for Dancing with the Stars, right? A
yes.
Spring and a fall season?
A spring and a fall.
Okay.
And this is season number 20.
All right. Do they normally have it on once a week, twice a week? How many times a week is
it? It's normally twice a week. So they do the Monday is the dancing, and then Tuesday is the results show.
Okay. So you can see how closely I watch this, but I must be the only one in captivity. Richie, you watching Dancing with the Stars?
That's when me and all my buddies go to the bar and, you know,
I see.
Saddle up and have a few beers while the wives
Kenny,
are
you watching Dancing with the Stars?
No, but my wife loves it. Never misses an episode.
All right, so Jennifer,
I used to love it. I haven't watched it in the last few seasons. The celebrities, you know, it depends on who's dancing. Like this year, you think, okay, maybe Suzanne Somers is going to be the odds-on favorite. Maybe she'll be the crowd pleaser. But it'll be interesting. And like you said, this is the first time where you can actually go onto the ABC website and watch those rehearsals.
Who's the cast again this year? Who are the ones we're missing?
Oh, gosh. The only ones I can remember are Rumor Willis, Patti LaBelle, Suzanne Somers. The war guy who lost his leg. That'll be kind of interesting.
Why do they put people like that on?
Michael Sam is going to be on, and Red Fu.
That's what I was looking for, is who the athlete that they, the football Michael player Sam. That they get right. Okay.
He's really good at ballet.
And they've done away with the results show.
No results? Why?
They killed it because the ratings are sliding.
Oh, they were.
So they just have the results at the beginning.
So are the ratings comparable to American Idol? Is Dancing with the Stars do for dancing what American Idol did for singing?
No, it was a big hit.
Stronger.
But, you know, they drag it out. And the same thing happened with Idol, where they did an hour or two, you know, hour and a half even sometimes, results show. And really, there's like 3 minutes of meat during that whole hour and a half. The rest of it's just, you know, it's smarter that they've kind of condensed it down.
How many years has this show been on? Has it been 10
20
years?
20 seasons, 10 years.
10 years. Wow.
Do the math, Dudley.
Whew. Thank you. All right, Jen, what else is going on?
All right, Betty White. You know, this is so funny. When award shows are suffering, they bring out Betty White to give them a boost. Yeah. The Daytime Emmy Awards, which weren't even televised on, like they weren't even on TV last year. They were webcast. Now they're back on TV on the Pop Network, which is TV Guide channel. It's now called Pop. They rebranded it. And so they decided, hey, we'll get a little boost. Betty White, it was just announced, will be honored with their Lifetime Achievement Award at the 42nd Annual Daytime Emmy Awards. It'll be held in Burbank. It's going to be taking place on April 26th. And, of course, she'll be awarded for her work in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Golden Girls, and Hot in Cleveland. Apple is in talks with U.S. television networks to offer about 25 channels across any iOS device as soon as September. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. The company's been talking to CBS, 21st Century Fox, and Disney in an attempt to put together a bundle of popular channels. This is big news in the future of how you consume TV.
51 after the hour. Thank you, Jennifer Warren. This is Doug Steffen on Good Day.